Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Friday, January 14th. Today on Forbes, Black VCs grow fatigued responding to racially offensive remarks. Financial backers stay silent. Black venture capitalists say their white counterparts and other stakeholders should be louder in condemning those in the sector who make racially offensive remarks, as some feel the load of speaking out and advancing equity falls disproportionately on them. On December 29th, prominent tech entrepreneur and investor Joe Lonsdale tweeted that broken culture and out-of-wedlock births were reasons for Black underperformance in the VC industry. He was responding to a tweet that said the industry is racist. Monique Idlett-Mosley, a Black co-founder and general partner of Rain Ventures, declined to comment specifically on Lonsdale, but said his remarks and others like it demonstrate ignorance. She added that Black and brown people can't be the primary groups striving to combat racism and disparities in the industry, and that the limited partners who fund investments should play a greater role. Forbes reached out to some of the limited partners, often institutional investors, in funds managed by Lonsdale's venture capital firm, 8VC. A spokesperson for the University of Michigan Endowment, which committed $10 million to 8VC in October 2020, said in an email, quote, "We have no information to share with you." Indeed, some white investors and entrepreneurs have criticized Lonsdale's remarks, including Par Jorgen Parson of venture firm NorthZone and Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. Forbes was unable to find any public statements made by limited partners of Lonsdale's venture firm about the incident. For full coverage, check out Jared Counsell's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.